Do you notice a difference in monks or the monastery and their practice depending on the country or region they are located in? Like more laid back in California and more something else somewhere else? It kind of depends on the monks and the monastery and the monastics, the monks and the nuns and the monasteries that they're in and practicing in. And you know, there are a lot of similarities, say, in the in our particular Ajahn Chah forest tradition monasteries, whether they're here in the States or back in Thailand or in Europe, England, and all the places around the world where we have monasteries. You can, as a monk, you can almost go to any of these monasteries that are in our tradition and practicing in the same way and feel immediately at home, and that it all feels quite familiar. Of course, there's going to be some differences based on location, culture, you know, the ways that we've, you know, in small ways adapted to our tradition is adapted here to some of the Western cultural values here to Bayagiri in California, and the ways, the things that we talk about to the supporters and friends around us kind of sometimes have a different flavor than how you would in, say, in Thailand. But I would say that, and then of course, if you have different traditions altogether that emphasize different things in Buddhist monastic life, then there will be different flavors. But you know, basically, it comes down to everybody suffers and everybody's looking for a way out of it, and so that's the common thread. And with that as a common thread, you know, there's a whole lot more similarities than differences.